From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. and Russia agreed to avoid mishap during airstrikes over Syria. The United States and Russia Tuesday announced the signing of an agreement of Memorandum of Understanding that provides air safety guidance to avoid miscalculation while carrying out their separate airstrikes in skies over Syria. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said it seeks to maintain professional airmanship, the use of specific communications frequencies, and establish a communication line on the ground.
The MOU does not establish zones of cooperation, intelligence sharing, or any sharing of target information in Syria. The discussions through which this MOU was developed do not constitute U.S. cooperation or support for Russia's policy or actions in Syria. In fact, far from it, we continue to believe that Russia's strategy in Syria is counterproductive and their support for the Assad regime will only make Syria's civil war worse.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian airstrikes Tuesday killed at least 45 Monday in Latakia province. In the Republic of Congo, at least four killed when security forces opened fire on protesters opposed a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso to extend his rule. U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the latest violence.
We strongly encourage opposing sides to come together in dialogue to defuse the situation and to seek true consensus on a way to move forward without further bloodshed. As before, we believe peaceful, free, and transparent transfers of power, respecting existing term limits, are essential to democratic development and long-term stability. We call on President Sassou to postpone the referendum, to defuse the current situation and allow for dialogue and discussion.
On Sunday, Congo is set to vote on proposed constitutional reforms to abolish a two-term limit for president and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned against any misuse of force during a two-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories in a bid to calm nearly 3 weeks of unrest that has killed at least 8 Israelis and more than 40 Palestinians. Mr. Ban warned of the danger of allowing an escalation into a religious conflict with potential regional implications, urging efforts to ensure that does not occur.
These are difficult times for Israelis and Palestinians. I'm here in the hope that we can work together to end the violence, ease the tensions, and begin to restore a long-term political horizon of peace. I deplore the random attacks against the civilians. Such terror attacks make every place unsafe, and every person, regardless of gender or age, a potential victim.
The UN chief met with Israeli officials Tuesday, plans to meet Palestinian leaders on Wednesday. Top U.S. and Iraqi military officials say Iraqi forces regained full control of the key Beji oil refinery north of Baghdad from Islamic State militants after more than a year of fighting. A U.S. military spokesman said some 15,000 Iraqi troops and paramilitaries were in control of the town, driving pockets of IS fighters from the area. The lawyer for the family of Reeva Steenkamp says the release of Paralympian Oscar Pistorius Monday to house arrest from prison in the shooting death of their daughter makes little difference to them.
It doesn't matter to them. They knew he was going to be released. Whether it was a few hours earlier or a few hours later doesn't change anything in their lives because ultimately Reeva is still not coming back. So it doesn't matter to them.
Pistorius convicted of culpable homicide and sentenced to 5 years last year in the death of Steenkamp, his girlfriend, mistaking her for a nighttime intruder. Prosecutors have appealed to have the conviction upgraded to murder. A hearing on that is scheduled next month. Thousands of asylum seekers have entered Slovenia since Saturday, forcing the country to deal with a surge of migration on its southern border. Slovenian authorities say that at least 4,000 migrants, including many infants and young children, arrived Tuesday from Croatia, in addition to some 8,000 who arrived Monday. The country has appealed for help from the European Union to cope with a stream of migrants and refugees arriving from Croatia since Hungary closed its border on Friday. A Zimbabwean court on Tuesday refused a hunter's request to drop charges against him for failing to stop the controversial killing of a rare black maned lion in July by an American dentist that caused an international uproar. Theo Bronkhorst has denied any wrongdoing. Zimbabwe has dropped its effort to have American dentist Walter Palmer extradited, saying his hunting papers were in order. Bronkhorst's trial on charges of failing to prevent an illegal hunt and the death of Suso the Lion begins November 20th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.